section.
You do have a wetland.
And then have it detached in the section.
You do have a wetland determination that goes almost up to the road right.
Right. One of Paul and I will get together on, do we have some flexibility?
It would be nice to pull it back.
Yeah.
Wetlands is what's prohibiting it.
Yeah, and I can see that. I mean, here we did the boardwalk across them right where it happened. But the biggest thing, where it's connecting up here too as well, if we can have this be more of a detached system to where it connects in, I think it'd be a lot better for the overall system rather than a little small sections attached.
We want to make this section flow nicely across because that's our main corridor on this Alpine Trail. So
I just say work together and see if we can find a solution that helps it a little bit in that area.
Going west of here.
I wouldn't do it in front of Raymond's because they're just like the rest of the property owners, really, that's all the way along that section that's already an attached trail. So I'd say continue that. But when we're in this kind of open space area towards the front of this of Raymond Farms, I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, I think you and I are looking at the same thing.
Any other comments or questions, or are we ready for a motion? Sounds like it feels like we're ready for a motion.
I move that we recommend approval of or final approval of phase four of Raymond Farms PUD. The proposal contains 7 lots on 4.14 acres. The property is located at 280 East Rockwell Circle and is in the R115 zone. That we include the Where are the findings? We include staff's findings. Let's see. Yeah. And we include the first condition. The applicant will be required to approve the existing trail along Swiss Paradise Lane to be a 6-foot asphalt trail. They will also be required to improve the existing trail on Swiss Paradise Lot 3. This trail section will connect Swiss Paradise Lane to the Rockwell Circle cul-de-sac sidewalk in phase 4. These trails should be noted as public and built according to Midway City trail standards.
Are you saying not 3 and 4?
We didn't 2, see 3 and 4. Let's see. And then, that's right.
Not two. We've got 4 conditions
right,
in the packet.
And 3 and including 3 and 4. Actually, I have a let me go back on one of those. It's talking about do we need to specify what type of trail on Swiss Paradise Lot 3 or not?
Council has addressed that in preliminary, and what they required was just a road-based trail.
Okay.
That lot.
Okay.
And that's why it's 6 feet, too, right?
Yeah.
Could be consistent with the trails in Raymond Farms.
Okay. So should that be specified, though, as part of the condition, that it's road-based?
Yeah, I think that would.
Okay, so I amend that to say to improve the existing trail on Swiss Lot 3 by making it a road-based trail.
And so the conditions are 1, 3,
and 4.
Yes. Michael, are 3 and 4 accurate, current, up to date?
And so, yeah, number 3 would be required that they install the remaining along 600 North, but you're saying the funds have already been submitted for that attached trail.
Sorry, I'm still
studying up on land use law.
Actually was.
And those funds for the attached trail on 600 North, has that been?
That has been paid.
Okay, so that's not required now.
Okay, so
number 2, right?
Number 3.
Number two and three
have been removed.
So that would be the funds for the connector trail north and south near 6 North.
I thought they were still installing the attached trail, or that's just a funds for number three?
Yeah.
So you have two conditions kind of describing the same trail on 6 North?
One is east-west, one is north-south.
But you have the funds for both. Go to your map.
I think the funds have been submitted for both.
So you're saying the lines that go north and south is one trail, and the lines making condition two, and the line that goes east-west is the other condition?
Yeah, this map is really showing the north-south connection.
So, but they've paid that amount.
East and west is the entire section, all the way from the frontage, the entire frontage of Watts Raymond Farms.
So to make it match your conditions, they've made the payment for conditions two and three.
Yeah.
So they're not installing this then, this is just purely they're giving the funds for both those, okay.
Okay, so I'll remove condition three also.
Okay, so the proposed conditions are one and four in the staff report.
Right. And one is changed, amended to make sure that it's road-based.
Across Swiss Paradise Lot 3.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion to recommend approval with two conditions, conditions one and four.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion on the motion? Boy, we look tired tonight. And it's only, well, it's 5 to 10. All right. Craig, let's start the voting with you.
Aye.
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 Okay, and Andrew's vote wasn't actually necessary, so.
You got the idea.
All right, that motion carries.
He's in training.
One more motion?
Motion adjourned.
Second.
Thank you. Motion, meeting adjourned. It's been a tough day for us.